We seem to be living in turbulent times, with fear and the unknown surrounding us at all times. With pandemics, war, and shaky politics in families, New Zealand, and the world. It all seems to be happening either all at once or one after the other. It feels like we cannot get a moment to breathe and recover from everything that is going on. But this passage reminds us that those who are last will be first in the kingdom of heaven. I've struggled at time to time about why would God let us suffer in order for us to be blessed? Why is it that we cannot be comfortable and be blessed at the same time? Must we be martyrs in order to get rewards in heaven? As we're in Lent and the season of preparation as we wait for Easter and remember the ultimate sacrifice, I am reminded again and again that on top of everything, it seems that I seem to martyr myself out with all the busyness of my life, and I need a change of mindset. I need to slow down and not worry if I have nothing to do. I don't need to fill it. And I'm cutting unnecessary things out of my life. To remember the words, be still and know that I am God. I've also been watching a TV show called Say Yes to the Dress with my flatmate. It's a reality TV show where each episode we get shown two new brides-to-be. They come into the store with their closest friends and families surrounding them with the expectation that they are going to get the support from them as they find the perfect wedding gown. I'm constantly shocked and surprised every episode when the person they had expected to get the most support from constantly tears them down. Nothing ever looks good enough. They get told that they can't wear certain styles, fabrics, and colors because they look wrong and ugly in all these dresses. Usually, 99.9% of the time, they look stunning. The bride-to-be will find a dress that they love, and their families tear them down. This is when the consultants in the store step in and bolster the bride-to-be. They encourage them and let them know that they look beautiful. They work with the families and friends to soften their hearts and encourage them to come alongside the bride and to not actively fight against her. To be blessed is to know that in times of trial and hardship, we have Christ on our side. 1 Peter 3:14 says, "But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened." God is a good father. He doesn't want us to suffer, but it's inevitable. The world is broken and hurting. We are caught in the pain of this world. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are you when people hate you. That doesn't seem to be very blessing to me. But being blessed doesn't mean we get a new car if we pray hard enough. It doesn't mean our lives are going to be perfect. It is the fact that we have Christ who has taken a major sacrifice, who suffered more than we can understand, and who has brought us into relationships with this good Father. And we can be comforted by him and still live in this broken world that is suffering at the moment. So Yes to the Dress illustrated this well to me. A woman who is planning a new exciting move in her life to become married. The people who are supposed to support her pulling her down, and the consultants never leaving the bride to fend for herself, offering support and love and softening the heart of those around her. Us as Christians are waiting and planning for Christ to come back, waiting for the world to be whole and perfect, and the world is actively fighting against us. The suffering is pouring in and hurting us. But Christ is never leaving us and encouraging us that even in this mess, we are blessed. It is important to remember that Christ is speaking to his disciples at this point. At the beginning of this passage in verse 20, it says, looking at his disciples, he's addressing those who are following him. These blessings and woes are for those who are actively following him. Woe to the rich, woe to the well-fed, woe to you who laugh, woe to you even when everyone speaks well of you. God doesn't call for everyone to be martyrs, but he needs us to be engaged in his work in this world. And that world, as we have seen, is broken and hurting. Being involved in that world is a painful and messy process. It's going to cause a personal cost. It's going to cause grief, and people might hate us because of the love we are trying to bring. We can stay comfortable and not engage with the mess and brokenness, but woe to us who try to do so. Can we truly be in a relationship with God and not be involved with the love he is pouring out over the mess? Can we truly follow him and blindly ignore the pain? As it says in James 2:14, what good is it, brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such a faith save them? God doesn't want us to suffer, but suffering is inevitable. Are we taking the blessings that Christ has given us to be involved in the suffering of the world, or are we comfortably hiding from the mess? We cannot seem to catch our breath in the midst of the current turbulent events in the world, but remember that we are blessed, that Christ has wrapped us in his love and provides his peace. We are blessed. I want to end with a quick story of Horatio Spafford, who wrote It Is Well With My Soul, the hymn. The hymn was written after traumatic events in his life. His son died in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, and this also left him bankrupt. He then planned to go to England 2 years later to be involved in evangelism in 1873, but there was a last minute change of plans and his family went ahead of him and the ship sunk. His four daughters passed away. His wife survived and he traveled the same route to England. He has now lost his son and four daughters. And as the ship he was on passed over where the original ship had crashed and sunk, he wrote, "It is well with my soul." When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, to know, it is well with my soul. Through trial and suffering, Horatio Spafford knew he was blessed, not by what he had received in life, but by the gift of Christ and the hope and faith in the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Father, in the midst of our suffering, remind us we are loved. In the preparation of Easter, still our hearts and slow us down. In the hurt we might feel, cover us with peace. In the brokenness, make us whole with the knowledge of you. Push us out of our comfort zone and bless us. Amen.